It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Here for the Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th birthday bash.
You didn't make it easy for yourself, though. I love that. Woo! I love that about it.
I'm getting there. You should get to the Geelong Revival Motoring Festival this weekend. Tickets at geelongrevival.com.au. Action-packed motoring festival fun. And it is a ticketed event this year, so we've got a family pass to give away for this Saturday.
Yeah, we'll do that a little bit later.
We will. Spinning the Wheel of Food tunes later as well. But right now, mate, we're going to play this. It's going to be a little bit different, though.
As part of the Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th birthday, let's play a little self-indulgent game all about Tom.
Yes.
Guess when you said this.
Okay. So, as
very
know,
different. Sorry.
It is different and very self-indulgent, but who cares? This is what we're doing today.
We can do that.
We are. Yeah. Now, Lingy, how does Guess the Year normally work?
Well, Guess the Year, a song is usually played. Mm-hmm. The three of us would guess the year, hence the name, and obviously the closest would win without going over.
Exactly, because we...
Love you, Larry.
That's it.
Yeah, true Price is Right style. But this year, it's going to be a little bit different. Loggy's getting creative here.
Getting creative. So we're going to listen to something that you have done in the past, and you just have to tell us what year that was.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the first one.
Wearing our sorry clothes. You can see more than our plumber's Sarong.
Okay, that's Sarong, Sarong, Sarong.
Sarong song, yeah.
Which is a Sarong song.
I did with my former co-host Josh Buckle.
Yes. Yeah. What year do you think that one came out?
All right, so that was...
It's a hard one. Lingy, are you going to play along with this too?
Am I going to play along? Oh, excellent. Okay.
Or do we just let Tom play along?
I'm going to need some hints from Tommy about...
So I brought sarongs back from Fiji from our honeymoon.
Okay.
And that was 2017.
Yeah.
However, I think we did this before that. So I'm going to say it was either early 2017 or it was late 2016.
I'm going to need an answer, Tom.
I'm going to say 2017.
2017. All right, here we go.
November 2017.
Oh, it was after the wedding.
It was after the wedding.
I remember the film clip walking along in my sarong along past Steam Packer Gardens there.
He hates a bit of the spotlight on him, doesn't
he? Does.
Just a shrinking violet.
That is one of my favourite parody songs that we've ever done.
You mention it all the time. Yeah, all the time. And I've never heard it, but I've seen the vision. And you can too if you search YouTube. It's all
catch
up there.
A whiff of a kettle truck.
You are one for one. Here's number two.
She didn't stuff up any moves, though, so she's got that, you know, history in dance.
Okay.
All right, so that was...
What are you doing there?
That was the Priscilla Queen of the Desert stage show when that came to Melbourne and former co-host Sarah Marie and I went up the highway and were part of a number as part of the show.
Tom, Lingy, if you think that this guy is dressed up now... Mate. You should see that vision.
Check that vision
full
out.
Stage. I'd never seen it before. Full stage makeup, costume.
Oh, wow. I've got to see this. And I'm assuming pre-broken back.
Absolutely.
So you would have had moves like there's no tomorrow.
And headgear and all sorts.
But
and,
what year was that?
Full credit to Sarah Marie. She was nailing the corrie. I was all right, but she was amazing.
Oh, as if you would love your own corrie.
I'm going to say that was early on Sarah Marie and I. So I'm going to say that was 2018.
Let's see.
March 2018.
Oh,
he's
two
good.
For two.
He's good.
Mate, I was there for it, so.
All right, let's play one more.
My local Domino's right there off the highway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, deal bags in my stash spot.
What is happening there?
Carayo. That's Carayo State of Mind. Again, Josh Buckle and I, we did a parody song and we actually drove around and a lot of the stuff and a lot of the places we filmed the film clips were in Norlane as opposed to Carayo.
Oh,
the song was about Carayo.
Okay, then that kicked off.
In the comments, oh my
thank God. One guy was like, I'm going to come into that radio station and make that place a bloodbath.
No. And that's when we got security in the building with multiple swiping passes.
And that's what I was like, Kariah. So I'm going to say that would have been 2016.
All right, let's have a listen.
July 2016.
Tom Lewis. You're killing it.
Remember the last 6 years. That's all I remember.
Finish with this very, I know that this is traumatised for you, but very quickly.
No, no,
what is
You're not helping. It was like, oh, and it's wet on my hands.
What is that?
That was Scobie.
It was Scobie.
February 2020.
2020,
yes, exactly. Great times. That is Guess the Year, Tom edition for Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th birthday bash on K-Rock.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Happy birthday, Tom. Happy 40th birthday. We are here for your Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th birthday bash.
Thank you. We did a little beer tasting before. Be a bit more of that on the way.
There is a little bit more.
You're starting to make demands now, are you?
No, I just
As Mum said to me, you'll get what you get and you won't
get upset.
I'll never get upset.
Beautiful.
Not out here, in here.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this, though, because now, I mean, we haven't really made it about you today, but we're really going to do that here.
Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th Birthday. Tom, in your radio career, you have had many highs and lows. Let's celebrate some of the lows. Only joking, guys. Let's reminisce, shall we? Tom, this is your life.
This is your life, Tom. Yeah. And we welcome on the phone now a very special guest. Hello, secret special guest.
Good morning. It's the Big Buck Dog from the Big Buck Dog Britain Show on Coast FM. The right way to start your day right here on Coast FM. You get all your hits on the coast with the Big Buck Dog Britain Show on Coast FM. The right way to start your day. This morning we're asking the question, what's your favourite biscuit? Take to our mates at Roslyn's Roast. Buy three roasts, get one free. What's your favourite biscuit, Lingy?
What is happening?
The Big Buck Dog.
Yes, the Big Buck Dog.
Oh, how did you get back on the radio?
Oh, happy birthday, Troy Lee Adam.
Yeah, Troy Lee Adam in the Outback Club. Yeah, that was my character.
But we got to get to Pitbull. So, Lingy, what's your favourite biscuit?
You really want to know, don't you?
Yeah.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, boring.
I thought you'd be more of a ginger nut kind of guy.
Good one.
You're rolling gear there.
I've got to get to Pitbull, but there's someone else that wants to say hello. This is Pitbull on the Big Buck Dog Freaky Show. are you ready, mate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good morning, long-time listener. First time caller, big fan of the show.
It's Michael. And I must say, you were saying the Big Buck Dog, just in case the big boss is listening.
And just in case anyone's radios are a little crackly as they're driving along.
Yeah. Buckle, you're here for Tom's 40th birthday.
40th? He was 40 when I left there 5 years ago.
Hey, when you said to me a few weeks ago, oh, I wonder if there's like, is it too soon for me to get back on air and be a part of the show, be a fake caller? Did you know this was happening?
Look, I'm not going to give away my sources, guys. Yeah. But happy birthday, Tom.
Thanks,
happy
mate.
45th?
Yeah.
46th.
I'll roll with whatever you say, mate.
Now, it is, of course, this is your life. So, Buckle, I mean, we hear about you all the time, Lingy and I. Tom's always like, Buckle and I did this and that and whatever. But give us some insight into a past life of Tom.
Oh, what's the time? 7:45. Okay.
Be very careful.
Look, I'm just going through the Rolodex in my mind. There's a lot that I can't say, pretty much 99% I can't say. But, you know, there's three things that Tom loves, in no particular order.
Okay.
First thing is his family, of course, the girls, the lovely
Kalia, Goldie, and Indy.
Yeah.
Number two is craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Depends who's dishing it out. You know, if it's your Blackmans or your Bell's Beach or your Little Creatures, anyone along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And the third.
Okay, I'm hanging over the dump button here.
Order.
Yeah.
In no particular order, but especially in a particular order. Is going somewhere and it's fully catered. You yes. can get this bloke absolutely anywhere to do anything yes. as long as you say the magic words.
Yeah.
Fully catered.
That was the stipulation. Whenever you wanted the breakfast team, when it was Tom and Buckle, if you wanted us anywhere, it needed to be fully catered, didn't it, Josh?
That's exactly right. But no, he's a good guy. Aww. He's a great radio personality. And I miss him dearly. I listen most mornings, you know. I listen like a listener.
Yeah.
But you guys are doing a great job, and it only took you 4 years for me to get out of the building and you replaced me with another redhead. So well done, guys.
I'm happy to be the token redhead.
Yeah,
for
I've,
you.
I've also been here the whole time, Buck, so that's great. Look, thank you so much for joining us for This Is Your Life and a very happy 40th birthday, Tom.
Love you, buddy. Thanks, mate.
Hey, one more thing, guys.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah.
Have you got any free Foo Fighters tickets?
No. See you, mate.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
Tom speaks very easy. Speakeasy 40th birthday bash. Decorations are out of control in here today.
They
thanks
are.
To, I love this shop, Worn Ponds.
How about the costumes too? Get your gear on Mercer
Seriously,
Street there.
We have been inundated with love for your birthday, looking absolute treats. So it's been so great. But the fun continues now, Tom, with this.
Tom speaks very easy. Speakeasy. 40th birthday. Tom, in your radio career, you have had many highs and lows. Let's celebrate some of the lows. Only joking, guys. Let's reminisce, shall we? Tom, this is your life.
Just another excuse to get someone on from your past, Tom. Hello, person from Tom's past. Who's this?
This is Sarah Marie.
Hi, mate.
Welcome.
Hello, mate.
Hey, is there some sort of contractual clash here for you being on?
Yeah.
K-Rock?
Well, I feel like we're all coming together anyway on Friday
yes.
because it's going to be the biggest thing that Geelong's ever seen. But let's not get bogged down in those details. Is it your 40th or your 50th birthday?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure
on.
When we were on air, I was calling you 40 anyway.
Yeah. A lot of people have been saying this.
Yeah. Well, let's just say 40th, hey?
Yeah, definitely muddied the waters. But a very happy birthday to you, mate. We were only having a good old yarn yesterday.
We were talking about it and I was like, yeah, like, talking about, you know, like, I don't know what she's got planned for tomorrow. And you obviously did.
Yeah, obviously.
Great acting.
But it's been interesting just listening back and hearing all the other stories from everyone else because absolutely everybody is ruining the ruse of the type of character that you've tried to build up because it's very clear that you're actually the softest, gooeyest, most incredible man ever. But speaking of soft and gooey, I will say this. I'm so surprised you don't have diabetes because working with you, I've never eaten so many lollies in my life.
Yes. Yeah.
Sarah Marie, that has not changed.
I don't even eat anymore.
Seriously, every morning, and Lingy gets in, you get in at 7 o'clock, Lingy, so you don't see what he has for breakfast, but he goes down into the cage downstairs, it's locked up, gets the key, and he's like, yep, no, I've got a pack of twisties, got a caramella koala here. Oh, got another caramella koala that's been in my pants. How did that get
that's
there?
Breakfast, mate. That's
breakfast.
How do you keep that figure, Tommy, while you're eating like that?
I'm not really sure. I just do.
Dropping it low and picking it back up again.
Yeah, and then dropping
I'm pretty
it low.
Sure he doesn't.
And then pick it back up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, we've had many trips down to the cage in my time. Mm. I don't know about you guys, but I think we did a couple of morning trips. Not on air because we're not unprofessional.
Nah.
Yeah, but we would go down and have a post-show beverage down there sometimes.
Yeah, when they had furfies down there, I think we drank them all, though. I don't think they replaced them after that. So
You'll be happy to know we've moved from having to sneak down to the cage to have beverages. We're just drinking in the studio
we
today.
Are.
We're doing beer testing for Tommy this morning, Sarah Marie.
And I'm not there anymore. What is going on?
I know.
Maybe we can hang on to a couple for Friday when you guys are in town.
Oh, yeah, it'll be an absolute pleasure. But, mate, you've achieved so much in your life, and it has been such a pleasure to have met you along the way. I think I'm like your seventh radio wife. And if there was one thing that I was most proud of, it was getting you up on stage in Melbourne to tell some funny stories with the improvised comedy group that I was performing with, because then we'd improvise some fun scenes off of Tom's stories. And I was hoping that that would be the start of his illustrious stand-up comedy career. It hasn't happened yet, so Loggy and Lingy, I need you to get right up him, because the man is hilarious, as you know, very talented, and I would like to share the stage with him.
He's loving every minute of this.
Thanks, Aaron Brown. I get shy. mate, I do miss you, and I did love working with you.
He's always saying to me, oh, Sarah Marie and I did this, Loggy, and Sarah Marie and I did that, and I'm like, I get it, okay? But no, we do. We love you, Sarah Marie. We love what you're doing up the highway, Triple M as well. And it's so great to chat to you today. Thanks for sharing the love and sharing in on Tom Speaks Very Easy, Speakeasy 40th birthday bash.
I'm glad that you said that, because I would be able to. Thanks for having me on, everybody. Happy birthday. And I cannot wait to come back down to Geelong on Friday. So I'll see you guys there.
Thanks, mate. Love you.
Love you.
Bless.
Bye.
Bless. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955. Tom, Lingy and Loggy for Tom Speaks Very Easy, Speakeasy 40th birthday bash. We've got our beautiful costumes on still. It's been so much fun. Thanks to Get Your Gear On. The girls down there have been fabulous. I love this shop. Warm Ponds have been amazing as well for birthday decorations. But Adam and Jeff are in the building right now from Bells Beach Brewery for this.
Did someone say beer tasting? Beer-tastic! Wenches, prepare to serve! All part of the Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th birthday!
Yes! Adam and Jeff, looking a treat. And Adam, the... what style of hat is that called again? I want to say...
Cap.
What's that,
flat
sorry?
Cap.
Flat cap.
The flat cap. You were looking a treat in the flat cap. Are you going to keep that?
I think I will take it on as a bit of a style kit. I'm from Birmingham, so it is proper like...
Peaky Blinders style. And Adam, you're looking great in your bow tie as well. He didn't want to wear anything else but the bow tie, Tom, and I said, nah, put your shirt back on. Jeff. Yeah.
I've been called worse, don't worry.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Hey, where's Jono?
At the brewery.
Okay, someone's got to be. Yeah, no, fair. All
it's
right.
Not all about you, Tommy. No, can't I shut the brewery down.
I've tried.
Now, look, it is the big crescendo now. We have been doing beer tasting. Can you believe we got it over the line with Andy Shiny Pants, the big boss in the pointy end of the building?
Mate, we're doing it responsibly. That's the main thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. And Tom's such a connoisseur when it comes to beer. We've had an XPA. We've had a...
Saison.
Thank you very
on,
much
yeah.
for saving me on that one. I was going to forget that one. But we do have one last special one for you today, Tommy.
We do. And Adam, what beer is this special beer that we're trying?
Well, it's called a the label says it's a lager. It's
the Lewis.
Hazy IPA.
It is a hazy IPA. Okay.
It's called the Lewis Lager.
Oh my God, it's got my face on it! This is like career goals. This is like I can retire.
We must say we are on Facebook Live at the moment if you want to check out Tom's face and the beer. And Jeff, what is this beer that you've presented Tom with?
It's the Hazy IPA that we tried last week, the Raglan.
Yeah.
Beautiful
stuff, by the way.
We kind of debated a little while ago which beer you'd probably like the best. And we did the Hazy, knowing that you're a bit of a beer connoisseur. Which is probably the pick.
Yeah.
We kept a couple of cases aside.
Beer
and
nerd.
Then, we got the
beer nerd.
Last week,
amazing. That's so cool. That's like I can't believe I'm on a beer can.
You are on a beer, and even though it does say Lewis Lager, we were a bit worried about that, weren't we, Lingy? Because we know that he is... Yeah, when we say lager...
Lagers are back, baby. It's okay. Lagers are back.
Yeah. The last month, that's all I've heard. Yeah. Lagers are back. Lagers are back.
No, that's okay.
Now, boys, very well known for your amazing artwork on your cans, the fact that you do things that are local and important to the region, which is so cool. But also on the back, there's a bit of a blurb.
Just read the bit about me on the back.
Tom, do you want to read the blurb out? You can read the blurb.
Initially brewed in South Australia, this ale didn't stay secret for long. Travelling Australia acquiring fans along the way. Described as refreshing, sharp, and compelling in its liquid body, don't be fooled by the clean bitterness and bite. This beer is best known for its florally sweet undertones. Produced from top shelf stock 40 years ago, it can never be wrong. That's why this beer is always right.
Guys!
Oh my God!
Yes, it's your very own beer.
Cool and how tough does Tommy look on that can? Like it's a like, great drink. Yeah,
that's like you better drink this and you bloody enjoy it.
Yeah, you will, but drink it and enjoy it. We're about to give it a taste now. We'll be back in a moment here on Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th Birthday Bash.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan on K-Rock.
You are on a beer. It is your very special 40th birthday. We have Adam and Jeff here from Bells Beach Brewery. You can find them in town. You can also find them in Torquay. And, boys, you have been working so hard. We cannot thank you enough for, I mean, check out this guy's face. If you're on Facebook, you can check out the live right now. But Adam and Jeff, have you ever seen someone so happy before?
It's very, very nice to see. It makes it all worthwhile. Fills my heart with joy.
Guys, it's so special. So much effort has gone into this from everybody. I'm so grateful. This is incredible.
For those that don't know what's happened, what's just taken place, Lingy?
Well, Tommy's got his very own beer, the Lewis Lager, and the can looks so cool.
It's amazing.
Tommy's face is on the can, but it's a really cool photo or picture of Tommy, plus a little blurb on the back about the beer, but it's actually about our good friend Tommy.
Yeah. Now, we will just say, what did you say off air that may have been a little bit controversial?
About what?
This is the
greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I mean, my girls are great and all that, and the wedding day was brilliant. But this is next level.
Next level. And then you quickly just covered yourself by saying, girls, I still love you.
Love you. I didn't realise I was being filmed.
Yeah.
But look, we are here for the Tom Speaks Very Easy Speakeasy 40th birthday bash, mate. We love you. We've just got one more break that's coming up after the news. Hang here. And Adam and Jeff, thank you so much. You've done.
Thanks, guys.
Amazing job. We love our local brewery and our local brewery boys. Yeah. How good am I at talking? K-Rock.
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.